Hi and welcome to Dreamers and Doers. Today's episode is something a bit new. It is more practical and niche than the usual episodes. It's about selling on Amazon, but I know quite a few of you are interested in financial freedom and in starting a side business, and that's probably one of the easiest way to do it with a small investment of time and money. Judith is also an amazing human being. I met her at Date with Destiny with Tony Robbins, and she's done so many of these amazing seminars, and she also has very strong morning routines to beat procrastination. So it's a really interesting one. As usual, if you like the podcast, don't forget to subscribe. If you have any questions, just let me know. Hi guys, and welcome to the 40th episode of Dreamers and Doers, where I interview people who follow their passion to create their dream life. And well, I don't know if it's your passion, but you definitely created a cool life selling on Amazon, Judith. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, I'm so thrilled to be on here.
Would you say you're quite passionate about selling on Amazon, or it's more an opportunity?
Well, we'll get into it a little bit more, but no, it's not my passion.
Okay.
But it allows me to live my passion.
Well, your passion could be to have that, a bit of that freedom and independence.
Yeah, my
right?
passion is definitely traveling the world, meeting new people, seeing new cultures, and Amazon allows me to do that.
Nice. So, yeah, we always start with the story.
Sure.
So, yeah, can you tell us a bit about your story and how you got into selling on Amazon?
Yeah, sure. I started about 4.5 years ago, almost 5 years now. And I had a job in politics, and I randomly one day walked into the office and decided it was not for me, so I quit. And then only when I got home, I realized, okay, I'm not gonna get a paycheck next month. And I just lost my health insurance. And then I started panicking. What am I doing? What am I gonna do now? So, yeah, I had all this time off, and I started doing some events or attending some events in the city I was living in, which was Toronto, Canada. And I randomly met this guy that sold courses on how to sell on Amazon and eBay. So I listened to his presentation, and he wanted to sign me on to the program, and it was like $65,000 to join the program. Yes. And I was like, no, thanks. However, okay. I did like his presentation, and I started looking into Amazon. So
when was that?
That was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I started figuring it out myself. So there's a lot of information out there, a lot of information on the Amazon.com website. So you really don't need a coach. Like, you don't need to invest $65,000. Learn how to sell on Amazon. I started really small. Going to retail stores, just picking up products and sending them into Amazon, seeing if they sell. And then it just grew from there. And now I have a warehouse in the US. Now I buy from big suppliers. I buy in wholesale. And yeah.
Nice. And so you buy the inventory. You don't do, because there's kind of two kind of selling, right? There's what you call drop shipping, where you just sell, but you don't hold the inventory. And you're also buying and reselling the inventory.
Yeah, so there's basically three things you can do on Amazon. The first thing is called retail arbitrage. It means you're basically going to any retail store, you pick up the product at a price, and you sell it for more on Amazon. Number two would be private label. It's where you make your own products, and you send them into Amazon, have them sold. Or you can do wholesale, which you pick any supplier and you buy in bulk and you ship it into Amazon. So you can either sell it as merchant fulfilled, which means you're packaging the product and you're holding it at your house, and whenever someone orders it on Amazon, you're shipping it from your house. Or you can ship everything you have, your whole inventory, into FBA, which is fulfilled by Amazon. Those are the Amazon warehouses, and they will hold it for you, so you don't even have to.
Which I guess is more convenient, but smaller margins.
Yeah, you do have to pay to have it shipped, like to store it in the Amazon warehouse. You definitely have to pay storage fees. But yeah, it is a lot more convenient. And obviously, when you hold the inventory at your house, it's a nightmare. Like, I can't even tell you to package it, to send it out, to label it. It's just, don't do it. Like, don't do it.
When I moved to Australia, I started a cufflink business. And I realized, fuck, I don't want to do that because I was shipping from going to the post office. I was like, nah.
So, I know, if you
so sell. So now when I started a company, I was like, online programs, no logistics.
Failure. Mm. Yeah, if you sell anything more than 20 products a month, like, don't deal with it yourself.
But I learned a lot from it, you know. Don't buy a lot of stock of things people don't want to. But that's how you learn what you like and what you don't. But yeah, obviously, if you can start in the best way possible, that's better. And then we can look at the challenges, because I looked quite a bit into these kind of things. I get targeted a lot on my Facebook page by people who sell me the dream of selling on Amazon and super easy, and you make a lot of money quickly.
Yeah, everyone makes it out to be
stuff.
So easy.
And I'm sure it's not that easy. Right?
No, there's a lot of challenges you can run into, and to be honest, anything.
Do you think it's as good today also?
It's what?
Do you think today is still worth it to start selling on Amazon?
It's still worth it. I'll run you through a few of the challenges and then you can decide for yourself if you would want to put up with that or not. So anything that could have gone wrong definitely went wrong when I started. So
just before we go to the challenges, for people who could be interested, it's quite easy to set up though, right? That's why some
it's easy to set up. You just need your business number and then there's nothing really to it.
And did you go full-time straight away?
No. It took me about 8 months to 10 months to replace a full-time income. Okay. Like, honestly, in the first month, I just lost money. Like, let's be honest about that.
What's so cool about it. Something really relatively simple to start when you still have a full-time job, right?
Oh, yeah, you can. Anyone can start it today. Basically, it's very easy to start. But I definitely wouldn't spend a ton of money in random inventory when you haven't done your research. Like,
so usually that's the process. You start a bit as a side. You test a bit the water.
Yeah, for sure.
You can see if you become more confident, and the more confident you are, the more you're going to spend.
Yeah, I was pretty confident because I have been selling on eBay since 2003, which is crazy to think about. It's like 16 years.
Yeah.
So that was when eBay was still a tiny platform, and you could just sell your shitty broken stuff from around the house that you didn't want anymore. It wasn't really a serious thing back then, but I'll run you through.
Yeah, so easy to start, and that's why people might be interested. Even if you have like a full-time job, it's probably one of the easiest thing to start on the side, but also comes with challenges.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, anyone can start it, but you can definitely lose money on there, that's for sure. So the first thing that happened to me after the first time I started buying from a supplier was that the shipment, I ordered from China, and the shipment got held at the border, not a few weeks, but a few months. Like, the shipment just got held and I just didn't receive my inventory, and it was so frustrating. Another thing that happens all the time is the customers will, let's say you sell iPhones, you send it out to the customer. The customer will take out your new iPhone, put in their old shitty broken phone, and they'll send it back as a return and be like, well, I didn't receive an iPhone. I received like this fake broken thing.
Yeah.
And then Amazon is so customer friendly, they will refund them the money. They have your brand new phone and you're left with this shitty broken thing that you can't resell. And it's just...
So can I do that? I need a new phone, actually.
Yeah, you can do that, but don't. It's bad karma. And like, don't do it to
me. That's the value you get listening to these interviews, guys. You get free iPhones.
No, it's actually a scam. That's like, so many people know of it now, and they do it. They just buy your brand new product and they put like garbage into the packaging and they send it back. And Amazon totally accepts it. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
It's just shitty for
you.
Like, do you lose money when they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you can open a case with Amazon and argue it, but I mean, you can't really prove that you didn't send them a broken phone.
Okay, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so there's another thing that happens. So usually, I don't know how much you guys know Amazon, but usually there's a listing of a product. Let's say you sell hair straighteners or something, and there's a few sellers that sell the same product. So you'll be just one of the sellers. And then let's say you're the cheapest one, so everyone buys from you because, yeah, you're the cheapest seller.
Yeah.
And the seller below you that sells it for slightly cheaper is like, okay, I don't want this girl to sell the product for that cheap. So what they can do, so my competition, they can go onto my account and type in they want to order all my inventory, basically. They can put like 999, I want to order 999 of her products. Amazon will tell them, oh, there's only, she only has 50 left. And then they're like, okay, I'll buy all 50. So they put the 50 in their checkout card. That means no one else can buy it from me.
Okay.
So like basically anyone can do that and like put a lock on my inventory.
Okay.
Which is also so shitty when that happens.
So, how do you navigate that and still be successful as an Amazon seller? How did you overcome those challenges?
You can't overcome them. You just have to not freak out.
Okay.
It's just something that's either you're lucky and it doesn't happen to you, or it happens to you and it's just part of the business. I think any business you start, literally any business, will come with those kind of shitty challenges. And if you don't want to deal with challenges, don't work for yourself or don't open a business. So it's just, yeah, something that comes with it. Just same with the fake returns. That's just, it's a business expense. Let's just say it that way. Another thing that I ran into was fake reviews. People buying my product, it's perfectly fine, and then they leave you the shittiest review ever. Like something completely fake, and you're just like, why are you doing that?
Okay.
And they leave it on the product, and they also leave you a terrible seller review, which is even worse, because once your seller reviews go below a certain percentage, Amazon shuts down your account and you're completely
And that
fucked.
Happened to you?
No, it almost happened to you. To me, in way in the beginning, I had like no seller reviews. And the second review I got was like a one-star review, which put like my overall stars to 3, which is like super bad. Like no one's going to buy from someone that has a 3-star review as a seller.
So basically, if you want to sell on Amazon, start meditation.
Yeah, it's not, it can get quite frustrating because there's a lot of people out there that just...
It's like wild.
Yeah, there's just a lot of people after you, and I don't know, there's a lot of people that want to shut you down. That's why one of the best tips I can give you is like to tell no one what your store name is. Like, don't tell it to your friends. You don't need to sell to your friends. But there's so many people that just don't want you to be successful. They don't, they think you don't deserve it. They're jealous. And they might be your friend today, but in 1 month they're not your friend, and they remember your store account, and they'll go on there and they'll fuck up your reviews, and then you can basically shut down.
So, so I won't ask you for the your store's name.
No, don't ask me.
And can we ask? Jasmine is asking what you're selling.
So I'm specialized, basically, or restricted to kids' toys and electronics, and a little bit of home decoration.
Okay. Was there a reason for it? Is it, do you like
testing the market? Because those are the categories on Amazon that you're allowed to sell as a beginner. So there's a lot of categories that you cannot sell as a new person or as a seller. For example, grocery, a lot of healthcare products, clothes, all kinds of products are just flat out not allowed to sell on Amazon.
And so, if I wanted to start today selling on Amazon, where should I start?
If you want to start today, you mean with buying products or?
I'm like, hey Judith, I love what you're doing. I'd love to make a bit of extra income and sell on Amazon. What would be your advice? Like, how do I start? Like,
okay, so I would download the Amazon Seller app, which is an app that you basically need to, if you go to the store, to scan the product barcode, and it will give you a message if you're allowed to sell that product on Amazon. And you need to do that because there are so many products and brands you're not allowed to sell on Amazon. So you always need to check with the app. And then it will also calculate your profit. Like it will tell you what it's selling for on Amazon and what it's selling for in the store. So it calculates your return on investment. So if you want to start today, download the Seller app, go to a store, start scanning products, get a feeling for what's on there, how the, what kind of profit you can get for different items and what kind of brands you're restricted to sell and not restricted
to sell.
And
start small and
yeah, for sure.
Small little test. Yeah.
Don't go straight into a wholesale if you've never done it. And don't just pick a random supplier and be like, oh, I want like 500 products of this. Like, just don't do it. I would definitely start with retail arbitrage. Go to a physical store, scan the products, see what sells, and then buy a few test samples and send them in. Learn how the whole process works. It's a little bit confusing in the beginning to set it all up. In terms of, you have to let Amazon know what kind of shipment you're sending in. They want to know exactly how many items you send in of what and like all the product codes. So like you have to learn how to do that in the beginning. So it's definitely start really small.
Okay. And so you talked about, well, you don't want to work for yourself if you don't like challenges, which I completely agree with. How do you deal with, I guess, one of the challenges you have usually when you work for yourself is maybe being organized, being motivated because you don't have a boss. How do you, is it discipline? Like, how do you keep working well on your business while working for yourself?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Right in the beginning, it was pure desperation. That sounds terrible, but I had never really worked for myself, so I only knew the 9-to-5 life, so I wasn't really insanely organized. I didn't really know what it takes to work for yourself. And a few weeks later, I realized that procrastination is a real dangerous thing. And you will spend a lot of time on the couch when you work from home. And yeah, I definitely had to get organized. But in the beginning, I was so desperate because I was like, oh my God, I'm not getting any paychecks, but I'm having all these bills. I'm living like downtown Toronto. It's expensive.
Yeah.
I need to make money. So it was just pure, I just have to figure it out.
Do you feel that little financial pressure really helped you to get shit done?
Yeah, for sure. Like I could almost recommend to anyone to, like be broke for a bit.
What I'm testing at the moment. It's pretty cool.
You really get to know yourself and you find out how little you can live on actually, and then
go like, you know, poor me, live in your small room in Bali.
I'm so sorry. It's like everybody's dream.
Jasmine, is it but in the end it costs, honestly, I can live there for like $25 a day, right?
I know.
And live well. Jasmine, is it worth it to sell because I tried and didn't make any win because of the costs of Amazon?
Did she sell
it? I didn't do the scanning part.
Did she sell in the US or in Australia? I think there's like a huge difference between selling in the US and selling in Australia.
Do you think it's worth it actually in Australia? Because they've just opened.
I don't know, man. I've never tried to sell in Australia.
Okay.
I heard there's not a lot of products on there yet. And there's also, I guess, not a lot of customers. I mean, Australia has 23 million people. And even like...
I mean, I arrived here 5 years ago, obviously from France. I would buy everything on Amazon, and then I arrived in Australia. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna buy a book on Amazon. I was like, what?
But even if you live in Australia, everyone orders from Amazon US because the shipping is still so cheap, and it only takes like 4 days to arrive here.
Yeah.
So I have no idea how it works in Australia, how many customers are on there. I know that in the US, on Amazon itself, there's 310 million customers, which is a lot. That means you can definitely have a share of that. There's over 100 million Prime users in the US, meaning Prime users, they order all the time basically. There's so many customers, and they shipped out, they shipped out over 5 billion parcels in 2017. So
they're the biggest capitalization in the world now, right? In front of Apple, I think.
I think Alibaba is probably bigger.
Okay.
But either way, I'd say it's definitely worth it. You just have to test. I mean, it's such a big market. 310 million customers, can you get a share of that? Yes. You don't even need 1% of those customers. You just need like 0.00005% of those customers. And you can definitely make
and
it
so
happen.
Jasmine, it was in Germany that she tried. So.
Okay, I haven't tried it in Germany. I feel like in Germany it's pretty... I am from Germany as well, and whenever I'm there, I order from Amazon. I feel like there's it's pretty popular there.
Yeah, yeah, same.
It's just, yeah, you have to test your product. Obviously, it maybe takes a while to until you find the best sellers.
And so we talked about the importance of being organized.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, because I was interested in how you motivate yourself every day. Like, do you have routines? I know you, because we met at Date with Destiny with Tony Robbins, and which is a personal growth seminar, right?
Yeah.
And so obviously there you also learn to good routines, a good mindset to to keep going and to work successfully for yourself.
Yeah, so I'm obsessed with routines because I'm German.
Okay.
I'm next door. Like, it starts early in the morning. I have a morning ritual that is 12 steps long.
Okay.
And
what is it?
Do we really need to know? It's like a little bit personal.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like super embarrassing to say it. People are going to be like, what the fuck is this girl?
Okay.
I have it like written on a plan, and I put it on my door every month so I can
like
check it off.
I do stuff like dancing in the morning and stuff. You
know? I know, me too. It's like a party. It's a party for sure. And so I have it always on my door so I can check it off.
Okay.
And when I lived in Sydney 4 months ago, I had a cleaner and he would clean my apartment and look at my morning ritual, and he'd be like, oh my God, is that what you do every morning? Like, you're insane.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just...
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you find it weird, I completely respect that. But for me, I really don't care. So, yeah, for example, and I think in general, you don't have to say it, but actually doing the things that you think you should do without caring is a really important thing. For me, it was. So I do stuff like, ecstatic dance when I get up. I do things like affirmation, like, I would start my podcast. I would feel a bit like an imposter, because that's a syndrome you can get when you start something quite big compared to the image you have yourself. And like, tell myself, I'm a podcaster. And that seems very ridiculous when you say it. But I think it's really good to still do it. Like, now I don't care. Now when I'm in a plane, I put my music and I dance in the back of the plane, and people are like, who the fuck is that weird guy? Or maybe they just find it fun in general. So,
I recently started a habit that's called scripting. I only started 2 months ago. So basically what it is, it's like a diary.
Yeah.
And the diary entries you do is basically from your ideal life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're imagining yourself writing down a like, kind of what happened in a day in your ideal life.
So like 10 years from now when you've...
Yeah, so no, you're like, oh, today I woke up and then
you write
how your day went, but
in
it's
the
like...
morning. So you describe your perfect day to manifest it.
Well, it's not really your perfect day, it's just like one day, like you do it every day, not every day is going to be your perfect day, but you kind of write out the day in your future life that you want.
Yeah.
And actually that's a really cool exercise, I really like it. You can get real creative.
Yeah. and then you have that focus, right? You go more automatically towards what you've
and then
written.
You get so excited because you feel like you're moving towards it, and like whatever you do today obviously defines your future. So and then you can kind of adjust all the actions you have to do today, like in your real life, to move closer to that.
I might do that I do that a little bit at the end of my meditation. I'll picture a bit my day, but for everything, when you write it down, it's more powerful because it's more precise. You know, when I think about it, it's still blurry, like, oh yeah, I'll be focused, organized and stuff, but it's not precise enough.
Yeah.
So I might, thanks.
Yeah, and you can like write down how you dealt with certain challenges and everything, and how you like dealt with it like a pro. It's actually a really calming exercise.
Nice. Thank you, Amia. Gorgeous woman.
Aww.
That's you.
You. So cute.
And what's the importance of, so you've done quite a lot of seminars too, so we met at Day 2 is Destiny, you're redoing it this year,
yeah.
You've done also NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and
yes.
Hypnosis, so do you use this
yes.
also?
I only just finished my certification in being a master hypnotherapist.
Mm.
And that was literally 2 weeks ago, so I started using it on myself.
Okay.
And it works like a charm. I can
okay.
recommend it to anyone.
Can you hypnotize me now?
No, I can't.
No? Okay.
No, it's not that easy.
That'd be so
it's
fun.
Not that easy. Oh my god.
Okay.
I'll take you out. No, it's not that easy.
Now you're a chicken.
Needs like a little bit of now you're a chicken. No, that's not what it is.
It's not gonna be. I actually interviewed an hypnotherapist, was like 4 months ago, and we did a bit of a hypnosis session at the end of the podcast, but I think it wasn't that interesting for the listener because a bit slow and
yeah
it wasn't that
no
much.
I'd have to kind of give you a little bit of explanation and like pre-frame it. I can't just
okay.
randomly hypnotize people.
Okay.
That'd be
it's not like in the movies you watch.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
That's literally not what it
mm.
is. But yeah, no, I'm a little bit of a personal development junkie, like
yeah.
I admit probably last year was a little bit, I overdid it a little bit.
Yeah, well.
This year I'm trying to tone it down because
I'm actually quite interested because I agree, I think you can overdo it, but I'm interested.
Oh yeah, you can overdo it, I definitely
yeah.
overdid it last
yeah.
year. I don't think there was any 2 weeks where I wasn't at a seminar.
Okay. Okay.
But it just gets so addicting because it's like this little family and like you meet the same people at every event and then you catch up and it's just really nice.
Okay, well it's good people, like I
yeah
say,
I love
people
the people
I met at Date with Destiny.
Yeah, we
good
love
people.
Our personal development family.
So what's the best seminar you've ever done?
I would have to be Date with Destiny. I don't think
Date
that can
Destiny?
Be topped.
Okay,
and
usually that's
I
the
don't
only one I've ever done. So
it's good. Yeah, it's
good to hear.
It's
have you
so
have you been
good.
To I heard good things about Joe Dispenza. Have you done?
No,
this?
Don't tell me about it. I'm gonna sign up. I'm not even pulling on my credit card.
Okay. I think the two other people I heard a lot of good things about were Joe Dispenza, which is proper seminar, and it's not really seminar; it's more like conference style. But Eckhart Tolle, I heard really, really good things.
He does seminars.
Well, like conferences, but like
okay.
it's very live. He comes unprepared, and people ask questions. Apparently, I was surprised because Tony Robbins, you get all the show and stuff, and. And Eckhart Tolle just arrived like this was, you know,
yeah.
doesn't look as fancy as Tony Robbins. But apparently the vibe is amazing, like seeing him live. So I thought there wouldn't be any that much point seeing him live compared to reading a book or watching his video on YouTube. People who went actually told me otherwise, yeah. So
okay,
that's
I'll
two,
check
more,
it out.
Two more seminars you can go to.
Yeah, for sure. No, I have like a whole list of things I want to do this year.
Okay.
So I'm like,
okay.
My mom keeps asking me, so those seminars, aren't they expensive? I'm like, well, they're like $200. And she's like,
yeah.
oh, that's quite expensive. I'm like,
okay.
Well,
$200?
Well, not really. I can't tell her
okay.
how much they are. She would be like, what the
because that's not what I pay for a date with Destiny.
I know. But like, that's what you have to tell your parents
okay.
because
mm.
they would just not understand.
Mm. Okay, guys. So, Date with Destiny, expensive. Six
so
grand.
Worth it.
But if you can afford it, like to me, I think it's like an investment for your life, right? And same, my family thought I was in a cult, and my friend
yeah, my
found
family
it weird.
I'm in a cult.
But you know, if I had bought a watch for $6,000, they would think it's okay, you know?
No, that was like so worth it. I would like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
like a must do
you know,
for everyone once
buy
in their
a
life.
Nice,
like, go
yeah,
there.
Exactly. Mm.
Definitely. Well, if you have any questions about the Amazon thing, just kind of put it in the comments or tag me. It's like Judith Williams. It's like in the comments. Yeah, it's in the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I didn't
nothing to sell.
I didn't
want to
scare you off with all the problems. I mean, you're going to run into a few problems, but it's not like a daily thing where you
yeah.
like get fake reviews and everything. I mean, it's still super worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think working for yourself in general, you got to be honest. It's like super rewarding and worth it. But challenging, right?
Yeah.
And it's like you gotta put in the passion and the work and the effort. And there's one guy I really love to listen to about that is Gary Vaynerchuk,
oh, yeah.
the influencer. And he's got that style really straightforward, but it's true, right? Like if you wanna
chase what you love and you know, you go after it, it's amazing, it's a good amazing adventure, but yeah, it's challenging.
Yeah, so no, there'll always be days where you're like, oh my god, I want to give up, I hate this so much, but then the next day is a new day and it's fine. Definitely.
Could you work again in like kind of a standard job, or now you're like, no, I work for myself?
It would have to be something pretty extraordinary and amazing and challenging and something that's like different every day. I cannot imagine going into an office every day.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not.
Yeah, there are, I guess there are cool companies now you could work at and, you know, travel a bit, or they'd be like flexible, I guess.
Yeah, right. They keep advertising like the dream jobs on Instagram where it's like, yeah, travel the world and you get paid like half a million dollars to like
but you have
food.
To buy two articles.
To like eat food at like expensive places. I'm like, yeah, I would do that job. But that's about it. No, definitely. I love the Amazon thing and I'm going to explore private label this year, making a few of my own products, and then you can basically take that anywhere. I mean, you can just keep making new products and like do something different every time. You can get into any category.
Yeah,
so I don't think it gets boring.
I feel it'd be a lot of fun too.
Yeah, I want to make some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So good.
Nice. Yeah, and allows you to travel a lot, which is cool. So congrats on all this. We have a little tradition in this podcast.
What is
finish.
It? What is it? Dun, dun, dun.
We finish with a big hug.
Okay. I'm like, don't make me do crazy things in front of the camera.
What did you think?
I don't know. I could run some ecstatic dance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, guys. It's the end. Thanks for watching. If you start your little Amazon shop, tell us. And
oh my god, yeah, I would love to hear some cool stories.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Maybe
you're gonna change a few lives. Giving people financial freedom, live the life of your dream, travel everywhere.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right.
You guys.
That's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to this episode, which I think was really interesting. And if you liked it, don't forget to subscribe. You can also leave a nice review on iTunes. That would really help. And if that pushes you to start your own business selling things on Amazon, just let Judith and I know how you go. You can connect with us on Facebook. Thank you.